This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. J.D. Vance voting in Cincinnati with a message for those who are not casting ballots for him and Donald Trump.
If you vote the wrong way, in my view, I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to treat you as a fellow citizen. And if I am lucky enough to be your vice president, I'm going to fight hard for your dreams and for your family over the next 4 years.
His running mate is expected to cast his ballot in Palm Beach, Florida today. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz voted early, along with nearly 83 million other Americans who turned in ballots before the election. ABC's Matt Gutman with more from Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
The Harris campaign has a massive ground game, 50,000 volunteers. They've knocked, they say, on 2 million doors. The Trump campaign already making allegations of voter fraud, something that Governor Josh Shapiro tells me is simply not true, but it has amped up the threat environment here such that almost every county in the state has set up an incident command typically designated for a disaster.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
4 AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Today is Election Day. Polls open at 7 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m. If you're in line to vote at 8 p.m., stay in line as you are still eligible to vote. If you have an absentee ballot, you can return it to your polling place today. Make sure to bring a valid form of voter ID with you to the polls. If you are registering to vote today, you'll need a proof of residence as well. For more information on voting, you can visit civicmedia.us/vote. To check your voter registration and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. If you're planning on supporting your candidate at the polls, you'll need to leave your campaign buttons and t-shirts at home. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The polls are open until 8 p.m. You can find more information at civicmedia.us/vote. Join us tonight for our Election Day special. We'll cover the results and analyze the 2024 election. Our coverage begins at 6 p.m. on 1490 WLCX, lacrosseeagle.com, and the free Civic Media app. You can also follow along with us at civicmedia.us/vote. Take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app or get it on your device's app store. From Civic Media's Western Wisconsin Newsroom, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
Changes for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. More roster changes for the Brewers. First baseman Jake Bowers and pitcher Bryce Wilson will not return to the team, both becoming free agents. Pitcher Frankie Montes declining his option to return to the crew. Both he and Colin Ray also headed a free agency. The Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, has been named baseball's Executive of the Year. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers opened their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross at the Kohl Center. NBA, the Bucks losing in Cleveland, 116-114. Damian Lillard had 36 points. The Bucks off to an ugly 1-6 start.
Just because it's a 1-6 start, like you said, is ugly. You know what I mean? But when you look at the big picture, you know, it's such a long season. It's 75 games left. I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, you just sometimes you just get in a ditch.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with some off and on rain today. We could get a quarter inch or more by the time it winds down late this afternoon. Our high today near 60, falling quickly into the upper 40s by late this afternoon. Tonight down to 38, tomorrow mostly cloudy, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Buck coming to you live from our Civic Media World headquarters here in Madison, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Well, it is finally here, Tuesday, November 5th. It is election day, Greg Buck.
We did it.
We got here. We made it to election day. Now we just got to get through election day. If you have not voted yet, make a plan to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You still have until 8 o'clock tonight to cast your ballot. Everybody should vote, no matter how you're going to vote. It's very important to be part of the process. I would really like to see us get better voter turnout than Minnesota.
I just want to be better than Minnesota, you know?
Everybody's got to have a goal.
Yeah.
Got to have something to shoot for.
Maybe fairer maps. Maybe fairer maps will help us get it there.
That would be a wonderful thing. We're going to talk about a lot of election things over the next couple of hours. Retired Major General Randy Banner is going to be joining us coming up at 10:33. He is with the group called National Security Leaders for America, and we have had a number of their members on over the past few months, and they have all banded together trying to make sure that Donald Trump does not get a second term because of what that would mean for America, and especially on a global stage, also domestically. So Randy Banner will be here at 10:33 to talk about that. Dan Schaefer, of course, from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political analyst, will be joining us at 11:06. At 11:33, we will lighten things up a little bit and get away from elections. I'm curious if you are the kind of person who strangers will tell everything to.
Nope.
I am. And it happened last night. And I know I'm not alone. This happens to one of my friends all the time. But yeah, you're just standing somewhere and someone comes up to you and you say hello. And all of a sudden, I know more about Julie now from Watertown than I think I know about my own sister.
If you're watching the live stream and you can see me, no. No one does.
No one comes up to you and says, let me tell you everything about me.
They have to be severely intoxicated or like look like me to do it, but generally people are just trying to get past me.
Well, that's coming up at 11:33. We will wrap it up, as we always do, of course, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Christmas music edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. We'll explain coming up around 11:51. But as we said, it is election day. And there are still a lot of people who love to go vote on election day, which is wonderful. Go out, do your civic duty. It is your right to cast a ballot, so go cast a ballot. Keep in mind that we are going to be getting some rain probably as the day goes on. And they're talking about we have a cold front coming through, Greg.
Yeah.
So this could bring, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the National Weather Service, we could see rain, thunder, high winds, wind gusts up to 40 to 50 miles an hour across southern Wisconsin in the late morning and early afternoon. So if you're planning on going out to vote in the next couple of hours, just be prepared for that. Make sure you've got some warmer weather gear on. It's been really mild here in Madison, mm-hmm. And that is coming to a close, apparently.
Yeah.
So take a brelly with you and just, like you said before, take some comfy shoes, too.
Yeah, comfy shoes. Bring a podcast with you. If you're going with a friend, bring a friend. Yeah, just be prepared for lines. Be prepared to wait. And as always, always, you thank the people who were there.
Please.
Given their day. They're trained. They're passionate. They want to make sure they can be part of your electoral process. And just, you know, be grateful for what they're doing and say thank you.
Absolutely. And considering how the atmosphere has changed in the last 8 years and election workers getting threats and all, I just think it's nice if people let them know that we really do appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that we can all cast a ballot.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? That is the question that I wanted to start off with this morning. 855-752-4842. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling hopeful? Are you feeling optimistic? Are you feeling nauseously optimistic? Are you filled with dread? 855-752-4842. Did you vote already? Are you voting today? Did you vote this morning? What was it like? What did you see? How do you feel? What's the vibe?
Yeah, tell us what's going on. I mean, we're 3 hours plus into the polls being open here in Wisconsin, and so far everything's been running pretty smooth as we've seen it.
Yes,
no big problems, no big, you know. And I mean, what I think the number is 75 million people voted early.
Wow,
this time around, so we might even see less lines, which is good for individuals. But we want to make sure that, you know, you are able to register, cast that ballot with free from any harm or bother from anyone, because as Jane mentioned before, there are shenanigans people want to play as far as, like, quote unquote, observing the polls, which is really just standing next to people and maybe trying to cause problems. But we haven't seen that yet. So hopefully we don't at all. It could be a great election, smooth, safe, and fair as always.
We have Angie from Monroe texting in from Madison, listening on WMDX. I just want to say I voted. I'm in the Greene County area. The first time I've stood in line. Let's do this, ladies. Thank you, Angie. Absolutely. Dave from New Berlin. Trump already won. Don't take my word for it. All you have to do is ask him. We're kind of placing some informal bets here in the Civic Media headquarters on how quickly tonight Trump will declare victory. And one of the guesses was 8:02, as soon as Kansas, 6:01. Corey Hartman, our engineer, says 6:01. That's when results will start coming in from some of the states. And it'll be, you know, stop the count at that point. We're not gonna count any more votes. I'm ahead, according to Donald Trump. Okay. Scott from St. Louis texting in, voted today immediately after getting off the night shift. Good for you, Scott. Really appreciate that. That is good news. How are you feeling? What are you seeing? Did you vote? Rita is on the line. Good morning, Rita. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. This is Stephen, Rita. We just went past our voting district where they vote, and two parking lots were full. I'm feeling really good about this. We went to see Tim yesterday and his wife in La Crosse. Great speech, great turnout. I'm so positive. You can't believe it.
Oh, that's really good to hear, Rita, because we're feeling all kinds of different feelings here at Civic Media, and I think people want to be hopeful. People want to trust the process. People want to trust in other Americans, and it's lovely to hear that that you're feeling positive about it. But the turnout is really something to see, isn't it, Rita?
Yeah, it is.
The parking lot was full, like Rita said, but it's drizzly, rainy all day, kind of nice 50 degrees out, so it's not inhibiting anybody going to vote.
Well, not so far. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. Again, I think we're going to have this cold front moving through a little bit later on this morning and then into early this afternoon. If we get some of those real gusty winds, that might dissuade some people. I really hope it doesn't. I hope everyone will go out and cast your ballot and vote. Vote, baby, vote. Tony on the live stream says, I feel super duper confident about today. Sorry, Rita, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say that every time we're at a gathering, I show people the Civic Media app. I've got young kids to go on and look it up. I love listening to you guys, and I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Oh, that is so nice of you, Rita. Thank you so very, very, very much. That means more than you can possibly know. And thank you for turning on people to our app, especially those resident young people. We could use more
right.
more young people checking us out. Rita and Steve,
young
thank
people,
you.
Old people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Steve,
you.
What?
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you both so very much. You can always join us as well at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Roger, on the live stream, I'm voting with my wife this afternoon. I am cautiously optimistic. Afterwards, I am ordering pizza. Go for it, Roger.
Love that idea for you, Roger.
Absolutely. Love the pizza idea. And we have PJ. I voted absentee, dropped off ballots 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Good for you. Yep. And I also voted early. Greg, you also voted early.
I voted early as well. We got some more people on the phone that want to talk about their voting. Got Ben from West Bend on the line.
Good morning, Ben. Thanks for joining us.
You there, Ben?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Ben. What did you want to say?
Oh, I just want to say I voted early, and I've been really active with my Washington County Dem Party, so that's been, you know, especially with this election, and I've been trying to, you know, get more people on the civic media. There's still people who are still, you know, finding the station, so I keep, you know, pointing to it. So I'm just like, you know, go blue, you know, let's get out and vote.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you so much, and thank you for spreading the word about civic media. Word of mouth is very powerful, people, and yeah. That's why we've always told you, too, to share what you know, because I really do think that that makes a difference, and if they hear it from you, especially if you are informed, say, about the constitutional amendments, and we're going to talk about that again in just a little bit, and I know we've been harping on it, but I think it's kind of snuck under the radar, Greg. Yeah,
absolutely.
As opposed to the last two that we managed to defeat. So we are going to talk again about that constitutional amendment, but that's why it's so important that you talk to folks and share what you know and share your knowledge. Sometimes the messenger makes a big difference as to who they will accept that information from. Michaela from West Bend texting and listening in on WAUK. I feel sick to my stomach, didn't sleep last night, and have felt on the verge of tears all day. Tears of hope and worry. Michaela, we feel you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You are not alone. We're sending you big virtual hugs, and we're going to hang in there, and whatever happens, we will get through this together.
Absolutely. We're doing this. We're sharing our positivity, and you're doing exactly as what Ben was doing, sharing what you know, talking to people, getting them out there, helping them get a plan, because today is the day. Today is the day we've been talking about for what seems like 8 decades now.
Yeah, it really does. The day is here.
Yeah.
November 5th, Election Day. How are you feeling? What are you seeing? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Is Carmela still on the line?
Carmela, and we got Tom as well.
Carmela, good morning. How are you feeling? We got 1 minute. Carmela, if you can hang on through the break, and Tom as well, we will come back with you. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the best statewide, countrywide, potentially globally, civic media radio network. We'll be right back.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hit. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
My name is Anton Moore. Around here, we have hardworking people that just need a break. Whether it's investing in small businesses or making housing affordable, Vice President Harris gets it.
Kamala Harris is making sure black men have the tools to build generational wealth. She'll put a policy in place that gives 1 million forgivable loans to help entrepreneurs, including black entrepreneurs, start their own businesses. She also plans to give $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homeowners and crack down on racial bias in home appraisals. Harris's plan will help black men own more assets so we can build long-term wealth.
This is what an investment in my community looks like. We're trying to build generational wealth. No get-rich-quick schemes, no scams, no one-time check, none of that. Vice President Harris got our back. I'll be there on November 5th. Will you be there?
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you live from our Civic Media World Headquarters here on State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Leon the Putz continues to actively ruin. We're talking about it's Election Day, my friends. Seems like we've been waiting and working towards this for a long time. How are you seeing? How are you feeling? What are you seeing? Checking in. Let's go to the phones, Greg. Who we got lined up?
We got Carmelo calling. We miss Carmelo. I haven't heard from her in a while. Carmelo, how are you today?
I'm actually, the last few days, I've let go of my anxiety regarding the election. And it's like, how is that possible? I just had surgery to remove an ulcer, right? That's total stress-inducing, but I actually heard Obama the other day, and, you know, he was talking about, you know, the question, how can you vote for someone without a moral compass, yada, yada, and then I was thinking, well, the other side says that, too, and then I remembered Trump has never won the popular vote.
No.
Never. And that gave me hope, and then on the hope, I'm actually have joy today. And I just wanted to say blessings to everybody, no matter what, no matter how you vote, no matter what religion you are, ethnicity, anything, just stay true to yourself, vote your conscience, and then move on. And we have to let it go. No matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's a great point, Carmela. Thank you so very, very much. We will get through this together, whatever happens, right? We're going to. The sun will rise. The sun will come up tomorrow, just like Annie says, regardless of the outcome. Tom from LA, I know, has been waiting as well. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience.
Absolutely. First, I am literally phone banking during the commercials right now with withdums.org. And I am telling everyone about civicmedia.us as well when I'm on the phone. For people to get more information, and definitely since I own glpages.com, I promote civicmedia.us all the time. That being said, this is the fourth quarter. Leave it all on the field. I think it's going to be a landslide. I think we're going to win by at least 10 points. I really do. Just from all the stuff that I'm hearing from all the callers, and we call people that are Republicans or Dems. But I would say to anybody that's just like, you know, stressing out at home or whatever, call or look up withdums.org, do some phone banking. You can still listen to your favorite civic media radio station or radio program, as well as doing your phone banking during the commercials. So you just have it right on your computer. You go there and just get out the vote. That's all we're doing now is getting out the vote. making sure Tammy Baldwin and Kristen Lyerly and Rebecca Cook and Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, Tammy Baldwin, all get elected. So let's just leave it all out in the field. You know, one thing I know about Wisconsin, Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers. Wisconsin are people that work really hard at their job, or they work really hard at putting in a foundation. And when they put in that foundation, they have success, you know, at the end of the day. And that's exactly what has happened here on the Democratic side with WISDEMS and with Ben Wickler and everybody, is that we have actually, the people have actually put in the work of a ground game and actually have done all of this. So now our crop is ready to, you know, to, you know, we've tilled the land. We've done
it's time to harvest.
Time for the thing to harvest. Exactly. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, no problem, Tom.
Harvest. And I'm telling you what, we're going to have a very, very good meal tonight, and we're going to win this thing.
All right.
Everyone, don't lose faith. Just get out and vote.
Love your optimism, Tom.
Three other friends to do it.
Love it. Thank you, Tom. And he makes a really good point. If you are full of anxiety, if you're riddled with anxiety, channel it and do something with it. Phone bank like Tom.
Yeah.
You can still do that. You can still phone bank. You can still call some friends. You can still give rides. If you have someone in your neighborhood who would like to go vote and they don't have a way to get there, you can drive them there.
You can send messages to just people you know. Go through your contacts and say, hey, are you voting? Have you voted? Do you have a plan? Do you need help? There's a bunch of ways to reach out to individuals. So
Brendan from New Jersey has also been waiting. Good morning, Brendan. Thanks for joining us. Hey, hello? Brendan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I see you're up against it here. I just wanted to say that I think what made me feel so positive last night is if you saw Kamala's final rally in Philadelphia, the production, how they were in multiple cities, how the energy was, and all the ability they had when really Trump just went to two Pennsylvania cities and flew home. I think that the groundswell that we have going on should keep people positive. And from Tom Lift to God's ears, we hope for the best and thank him for all his hard work and all the volunteers and all the people in the campaign and you guys being on air and keeping the message positive and giving everybody a chance to speak, not just people that were for Kamala, but everybody a chance to speak. So, going to stay positive. I just moved, so I got to drive 45 minutes to go vote, but I'm going to do it. And, you know, everybody get out there and vote.
All right.
Thank you so much, Brendan. Absolutely. Stay positive. Go vote. We got time. Alice in Cudahy listening on WFHR. There was a huge line in Cudahy at 7:30. Lots of people dressed to go to work. It is a beautiful thing. She sent in a bunch of pictures. We have a bunch of other texts coming in, too, that we will try to get to. We have news coming up, and then when we return, retired Major General Randy Manner will be here. He is with National Security Leaders for America, and he has joined us a number of times in the past. And we're going to talk again about his concerns, what a second Trump term could mean for the U.S., not just on the global stage, but domestically as well. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Take nothing less than the suffering best. Do not obey, no mistreatment for sake, but you can pass the test. Just move on up to a greater day. With just a little faith, put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Today is Election Day, and the polls are open right now until 8 p.m. If you're in line to vote at 8 p.m., stay in line as you'll still be eligible to vote. If you have an absentee ballot, you can return it to your polling place today. Make sure to bring a valid form of voter ID with you to the polls. If you're registering to vote today, you'll need to bring a proof of residence as well. For more information on voting, you can visit civicmedia.us/vote. And to check your voter registration and to see what's on your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Today is Election Day, and across Wisconsin, a record 140 school referendum questions will be on the ballot. Districts in total are seeking over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations, facilities projects, and teacher and staff salaries. If you add up all four elections this year, Wisconsin school districts have asked for over $6 billion in additional revenue just this year. Locally, La Crosse, Sparta, Toma, and West Salem are each seeking tens of millions of dollars for facilities projects. Meanwhile, West Salem, Viroqua, DeSoto, Lafarge, and Royal are each pursuing operational referendums to help pay for staff and programming and to cover budget deficits. Voters in those districts should visit their school district's website for more information. In addition, all voters in Wisconsin will decide on a constitutional amendment for voter eligibility. Join us tonight for our Election Day special. We'll cover the results and analyze the 2024 election. Our coverage begins at 6 p.m. on 1490 WLCX, lacrosseeagle.com, and the free Civic Media app. You can also follow along with us at civicmedia.us/vote. Take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app or get it on your device's app store. From Civic Media's Western Wisconsin Newsroom, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A dreary and soggy day today, with scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise today, expect patchy fog, highs near 60, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, coming to you live from the Civic Media World Headquarters here in Madison, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. If you're watching in the live stream, leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. We are joined once again, delighted to have him back. Retired Major General Randy Manner is here. He's a member of National Security Leaders for America. Randy, thank you for joining us. It's here. It's Election Day. It didn't feel like we would ever get here, but now we're finally here.
It's amazing. Absolutely. It's called deep breath by everybody.
Absolutely. How are you feeling? I'm assuming that you voted already.
Oh, well, in Virginia, we were able to vote in September, so I voted like day two.
Oh, wow.
Voting. Yes.
We're seeing big turnouts. We've been getting a lot of texts from folks who are voting today, and they've been sharing what they're seeing, and it does sound like turnout is high. We had someone who said that they cast their votes. They're usually between 80 and 120. Today, their ballot number was 480.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we should all be proud of the people who are voting. That's so very, very important. No matter what you feel, you've got to get out there and express what you want. So good for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things, if you are still on the fence and you have not decided and you are going out yet today to cast your ballot, because you have until 8 p.m., please remember that. And it is also a same-day registration state here in Wisconsin. So if you still need to register to vote, go to either civicmedia.us/vote or myvote.wy.gov, and that will tell you everything you need to bring with you so you can cast your ballot. But I wanted to play a couple of clips for you, Randy, of things that Donald Trump has said just within the last 2 weeks. Greg, please play clip number one, Donald Trump on a second term, please.
After all we have been through together, we stand on the verge of the four greatest years in American history. You watch. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so much fun. It'll be nasty a little bit at times, and maybe at the beginning in particular, but it's going to be something. We're going to go to heights that this country never has reached, and nobody ever even thought it could. You're going to see things that you're not going to believe.
Yeah, I don't take that necessarily as much of a reassurance. You're going to see things that you have never even imagined you would see, and things might be a little nasty at first.
Yes, I think if I was an undecided voter, or if in any way I was thinking about which way I was going to go, I've been watching this one meme that just basically says, you know, our fathers and grandfathers fought against fascists in World War II, not for them. And a lot of people are offended by that word. Again, two things. I encourage them to look it up themselves. And I think the other thing is that never before have we had the leadership of a president who is running again, ever had the previous leadership say, you should not vote for this man. I mean, that's the most telling thing, is that if you are a true Trump believer, okay, I can't say anything to convince you. If you are not a Trump cult member, let's say, I would ask you to listen to all of the generals and the admirals and the political appointees that worked directly for him, hand-picked conservatives who quite frankly say that Trump is a clear and present danger. That should be your warning to you about what you should do today. And it's not to not vote. I say again, it is not to not vote. It is to, even if you have been a lifelong Republican or lifelong independent like me, hold your nose and basically vote against the threats that are coming out of his mouth.
Randy, I look forward to actually arguing about policy again.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah, I think people want to go. I want to go back to that where we can just argue about policies and not have to worry about existential threats to our democracy.
Right.
And so it's like Liz Cheney has said, we can tolerate 4 years of bad policies or policies with which we disagree. We cannot survive the torching of our Constitution, which is essentially what Donald Trump and his Project 2025 will do.
Yes. I think that's very, very important to say. We've never had a presidential candidate, a mainstream presidential candidate, ever threaten his enemies and to say there could be some nasty times ahead. These should be absolute warnings to anybody who's in the middle in terms of politically to say, oh my God, that is not what America is about. And he is saying those words. It's like, it's not someone else saying them about him. He is saying those words.
Well, and when you mentioned all of the people from his cabinet who are now speaking out against him, these aren't low-level lackeys. These aren't messenger people. They're not fetching coffee. These are high-level appointees in the presidential cabinet. These people know of what they speak.
Yes. The chief of staff for the president is the most trusted, talented, loyal person you can ever have. That is your right-hand person. No offense, maybe even more than the vice president. Because the chief of staff helps set the agenda. It's your confidant. It's somebody that you turn to at every moment as a partner in running the government. And for his own chief of staff to, quite frankly, say the things that he said, that should be all a middle-of-the-road voter needs to understand. No more. He cannot be allowed to return to be the commander-in-chief and the president of our country.
Well, and think about some of the insults that he has hurled at these very same people. Again, all the best people that he surrounded himself with, he said that himself. And the insults now that he's lobbing at those people, and look at who he compliments. Greg, let's play clip number two, Donald Trump talking about the leader of China.
Oh, the press goes crazy. If I say President Xi of China is a brilliant man, they go crazy. He called him brilliant. Well, he runs 1.4 billion people with an iron fist. Yeah, I'd say he's brilliant.
Donald Trump admires that. Donald Trump admires dictators like Kim Jong-un of North Korea and Xi of China and Putin of Russia because their people can't talk back.
Right. You know, I had not heard that specific clip before. And the key words everyone should hear is, I admire him that he rules 1.4 billion people with an iron fist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me add emphasis to with an iron fist. I mean, shocking. Absolutely, positively shocking.
I mean, it shouldn't be shocking from a man who said he wants to be dictator on the first day. I mean, he's paved the road with his intentions this entire time.
Yes.
And if we're talking to, you know, undecideds today, because I feel like, you know, those are the, you know, I'm not going to try to un-Trump a Trumper right now. One of the things that you hear people say is, well, I like his views on the economy and his economic plan. And the question's always like, great, what's his economic plan?
Right.
And they say tariffs.
Right, right. Which the average American doesn't understand that if you impose, he's saying 1,000% on various articles that where he doesn't believe we're getting a good deal as Americans. All that is passed on to the American consumer.
Mm-hmm.
No one pays it except for us. So these are things that are people on average do not understand. And it's kind of disheartening. It's important to put America above policy right now. It is irrelevant. I mean, no offense, someone who does nothing in the White House is better than someone who will do such destructive, personally serving things to destroy the concepts of democracy that we have held so strongly in our country for over two centuries.
Well, and what I think, there are so many disturbing things, it's hard to zero in on one, but what I don't think Donald Trump understands how tariffs work. I really don't. I think someone said to him, whispered in his ear about McKinley and tariffs, and it was the Gilded Age, and things were great. And he takes that, and he doesn't understand how it works.
Oh, Jane, I think you give him even too much credit. no offense. I don't think he understands any of it, because if he did, he wouldn't say such stupid things about it. Again, these are tough topics for the average American. I respect that completely. And it's something where, unfortunately, because Donald Trump thinks he's the smartest person in the room, he doesn't rely on the expertise of people. For example, do you want Donald Trump operating on you in an operating room? Most people are going to say no, but If you were asked Trump, he'd probably say, oh, I'm the smartest doctor there is. I'm really good at that. No one's better.
I don't even want Trump to get my groceries for me, let alone do a major operation. I wouldn't trust him to work for DoorDash.
if you're just joining us, our guest is retired Major General Randy Manner, who is a member of National Security Leaders for America. Randy, we were talking about Trump's admiration for dictators and authoritarians, and he also mentioned at one point he wanted to know why his generals couldn't be like Hitler's generals.
Oh, my goodness. Again, like General Kelly reminded him, you realize, of course, that Hitler's generals tried to assassinate him on multiple occasions. I mean, because, of course, Trump did not know that. And because he doesn't understand history and doesn't read. All he was expecting when he said, I want generals like Hitler had the appearance of unwavering loyalty to him. That's what he was thinking. But we know a whole bunch of generals are trying to assassinate you. That's not exactly loyalty. Those generals, many of them, were trying to do the best for Germany at the time, not always to say, you know, Hitler was destroying the nation called Germany. And of course, that's exactly what happened. Hitler destroyed Germany.
Yep.
We do not want that happening in our country.
No.
Greg, did you have a question?
No, I'm agreeing. We do not want Donald Trump destroying our country.
We've spoken with you too in the past, Randy, about Donald Trump's suggestions that it's going to be his military and it's going to be his National Guard. And it's always my generals, my military, what would that mean in practical terms?
Okay, so two things is when he says my, that's what how dictators talk. Mm. It's basically my military, my guys. And it's important for the typical, for your listeners to understand that the threshold to get Trump to be able to run a National Guard, especially with a state governor that agrees with him, is a phone call. That's all that it will take, a phone call. And all of a sudden, that National Guard of that state is arresting people and is putting people in jail because he ordered it. Trump ordered it and the governor agreed. For those states where the governor doesn't agree, all he's got to do is nationalize with one phone call, nationalize the National Guard of that state. They don't work for the governor anymore. They work for him. The thresholds for complete control of our military and our National Guard are much, much lower than people think. And that's why we've got over 1,000 generals, admirals, senior enlisted leaders that are just advocating this is somebody who will destroy our country. And we've never, ever said that before about any potential leader.
And that is one of the things I think, Randy, that is so important about National Security Leaders for America. You have people from all political stripes, from, you know, Republicans, independents, Democrats, decades of experience in the military or as ambassadors or working in some form of government. It is unprecedented to see you all come together in this way with the same messaging and warning about this. It is an existential threat to the future of our democracy.
Yes, think about this. Our group has over 30,000 years of national security experience, over 30,000 years. And we are relatively young, quite frankly, as well. We're not in our 80s or 90s like some of the people who have endorsed Trump. We are representing America, and we want for us to be able to live our lives in safety and in hope.
We are going to continue our conversation with retired Major General Randy Manner. I hope you will stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, coming to you live from the Civic Media World Headquarters here in Madison, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Of course, the lineup will continue today after the 12 o'clock news. Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, Dom Salvia from 4 to 6, and then something a little bit different tonight. We will have special election night coverage starting at 6 o'clock. Pete Schwabe and I will be hosting a roundtable with many, many different guests, and Civic Media has reporters all over the state. So we will be checking in with them. That is from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. And then we're turning things over to Pat Kreitlow and Todd Alba at 8 p.m. as the results start to come in. And we will be with you for as long as it potentially takes. And it's Wisconsin. It could take a while. We'll talk to Dan Schaefer about that after the 11 o'clock news. Right now, though, our guest, and we're so happy to have you back, retired Major General Randy Manner is here from National Security Leaders for America. Randy, this didn't seem to get very far, but there were a couple of lawsuits that were aimed at tamping down on overseas voters. What was that all about?
So I think it's very important for your listeners to understand that decades ago, maybe not even decades ago, but a while ago, the military, the active duty military, were rather conservative overall. And what we have found from the time I first entered the service decades ago till today is that has changed. And it's changed because, quite frankly, military people don't care what your gender is. We don't care what your religion is. We don't care what your race is. We only care, can you do your darn job so that my left and my right and my back are protected when I'm in the battlefield?
Yep.
That's all we care about. In Michigan and in Pennsylvania, representatives from the Republican Party to Congress have sued their states to not count the absentee balance of military people and their spouses. Why is that? The reason is because they know they are losing the military vote. And if they thought the opposite of that, if they thought the opposite, the military is fully behind them, they'd say, count every darn vote.
Oh, yeah.
The proof is in the reasoning, not because there's voter fraud, because there is none. It's because they don't want people to vote for not for Trump. That's why.
That should be, veterans should be outraged by that.
Oh, we are. We are. Yes, let's just say that we are outraged by that. We find it contemptible that of all things, I mean, I can't tell you how many Republican friends of mine and family have come to me and said, this is not the Republican Party I joined 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's not. I want all the listeners to understand, although I am an independent, I have voted for Republicans many times for president and for other offices, to include in my home state of Virginia, or when I voted, when I lived in other states through my military career, when I was a resident there. It's important to say the Republican Party of today is not what the Republican Party was even 15 years ago. And that's the part that hurts me and hurts so many Americans who believe in our country and truly want to talk about things like jobs and education and safety and law enforcement and the things that matter to the average American. And it's just a very sad situation that we're in. So yes, as veterans, I can speak for myself and for my fellow veterans, we are outraged by the way he's treating active duty military and others.
Well, and that leads to the question too of, if we would get into a conflict under a second Trump administration, how much can our troops depend on Donald Trump to do right by them?
So I think the most important thing is he doesn't care about our military. So if you're the mother or the father or the parent of, or a sister or brother, he does not care about the military. He calls us suckers and losers. He asked General Kelly, why is there so much effort to find missing Americans or that are prisoners? He's actually asked him that question. I don't get, why is all this energy being expended? He doesn't care about us. He only is going to care about himself and his image. That's all.
And that, honestly, and I know it may seem rather moot at this point, but when you drive past a house that says Veterans for Trump, that's the only house I want to knock on the door and be like, tell me why, because this makes no sense to me.
I completely agree. I've asked people why, and the words are nothing more than just political campaign slogans. Like, he's going to do right by veterans. He believes in veterans. He says he wants us. He supports us. But when I ask, well, then tell me, how is he supporting you? And the things that he has actually said, oh, they're all lies. They're all lies. Unfortunately, those are typically Trump cult members, which is so very sad.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, and we've only got a little bit of time left with you, Randy, but I think there are lots of silent voters who are going to cast a ballot for Harris Walz, and they're just not going to tell anybody. And it's not just going to be women, but it's going to be plenty of men too.
Yes. And by the way, I think it's very important, as we've seen, there have been some Republican leaders that say they would divorce their wife if they voted for Harris. That is indicative of the horrible perspective. Everyone should be able to vote their conscience and do it on themselves, do it by themselves.
Retired Major General Randy Manner, a member of National Security Leaders for America. Thank you so very much for your service, Randy, and thank you so much for joining us. I would love to have you back and we can argue about policy. Let's look forward to that. Let's look forward to that.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom, plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Experience. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.